Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, How Are You the Good Shepherd?
A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep as a shepherd tends his flock. When he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so I will tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered, when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures I will pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall they be pastured, on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. The word of our God. When I was a child, there were many pictures on the walls of our house of a heart surrounded with thorns causing bleeding and a flame coming out of the top. Some of those hearts were outside the body and clothing of Jesus, and some were just there. It frightened me. It seemed gory, and that was not the God who loved me. Yet today, as I look at paintings and retreats I have done, I see the influence of those early depictions of the love of Christ. I have led groups to find our place in God's heart. I have art that shows the expansiveness of God's love beyond ourselves. I was wondering about the readings today on the feast. The shepherd goes to great lengths to care for the sheep, and there is a special relationship God has even for those who need rescuing. I think of the children, housed in the deplorable conditions on the border. Where is the shepherd looking to tend and pasture them? Where is the relationship of love we should have for the children, especially those torn from their parents whose hearts cry out for them in pain? There are those in hospitals and health facilities who long for the touch of one who cares. God seeks to bind up their wounds, but we are the ones called to relationship and compassion for them and for those trapped in poverty without health care. Today's readings call us to shepherd not only people, but all the earth and inhabited places as climate change destroys homes with extreme storms and fires and island countries. Today the reading is not just about a God shepherd. It is about our roles as the members of the body of Christ, reaching beyond ourselves and our bodies to seek the lost, to tend the injured, and those in need. And sometimes that is us. We have strayed and need healing. About a month ago, a killdeer, a fast flying bird, laid its eggs on the ground in our farm's lettuce bed. For weeks we watched as hawks and ravens were chased away. We saw and photographed nesting and the eggs, but we got worried when it was so long until reports came that those eggs had hatched. But now the babies are hiding, and we can't seem to find them, but only their parents flying guard duty. We, too, often hide. We cannot ignore the pains of our world. God is counting on us to use our hearts and hands to reach out beyond our comfort zones, to gather the lost and celebrate the healing that will come if we do so. The images I grew up with did not speak to me, yet the truth of God's love was passed down by those who cared and reminded me of a world beyond myself. Who are the strays you are called to lead to find pasture today? How will you reach beyond yourself to love? Thank you.